This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Suncor Energy has shut down its Commerce City refinery after fires damaged the facility. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it doesn't expect to resume full operations until March.
The company first reported problems during the record cold weather last week. It says equipment shutdowns led to a pair of fires, one of which hospitalized two employees on Christmas Eve. Colorado regulators said those events also led to excessive air pollution releases into nearby neighborhoods. The Suncor facility is Colorado's only refinery, supplying about a third of the state's gasoline. An industry group representing gas stations expects the shutdown will disrupt local fuel supplies and likely lead to higher gas prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill to place a women's suffrage monument on the National Mall did not pass this session, but Colorado lawmakers aren't giving up on the effort. Senator Michael Bennett is optimistic it will happen in the upcoming Congress.
Now we see other senators from other states following up on the work that Cory Gardner and I did together to commemorate the women's suffrage movement where it should be commemorated, which is on the National Mall behind the Capitol.
Bennett sponsored the bill in the Senate. Congressman Joe Neguse introduced a version in the House and also plans to follow up next year. The idea for the monument began in Loveland, Colorado. Congress passed a bill creating the monument in 2020, but it will take a separate bill to authorize the monument's placement on the National Mall. It's about 32 degrees in Denver and Boulder, highs in the 40s tomorrow. Snow is in the forecast for Grand Junction and the mountains Friday. This is CPR News.